Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Now, how many of you read the Bible? Bit of a silly question in a church, isn't it? Or maybe not, I don't know. But hopefully you read the Bible. We're going to be looking at the Gospel of John during those 21 days of prayer, fasting and feasting. One chapter a day, as there's 21 chapters in that gospel. So we want to encourage everybody, you know, spend time in the Word, in your own time, you know, in each of those chapters and in your households and together as a church. We're going to be doing that as well, going through the book of John. And a phenomenal book. And I don't know if Pastor Colin might speak about a little bit of that next week, but when he's speaking, but I know it's his favourite book in the Bible. But it's just a great book in terms of relationship with Jesus and the dynamic between John and Jesus, the relationship they have. But we're going to use that book because we want Jesus to be right at the heart, don't we, of the 21 days. Is that right? I can't see you at all this morning because we've heard all the lights turned down because of what we're going to do for the next few minutes. But in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, it says here, "This is the message that we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light. And in him, there is no darkness at all." How many of you remember what it was like living in darkness without God? How many of you want to go back there? No chance. None of us want to go back there. How many of you want to live in the light? And you want to stay in the light? In the light is where his life is, where his health is, where the wholeness of who he is. This is where the fullness of life is, in his light. And the Bible says here that there is no darkness in him at all, not even a blemish or a spot or a wrinkle. He is pure light. Now, we want to look at a couple of things. I need one or two people to help me in a few moments. But Jesus said in John 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." If we could just turn all these down so we just got that one on. Is that okay? Thank you. Cool. Now, before you knew Jesus, you were in darkness. Even though we had natural daylight and you could see where you were walking, see how you were living in the natural, had a job, a career, married maybe, got kids maybe, you're pursuing life and you think you're living in light because you had natural light day and night and you had a natural life. But Jesus came to reveal something more than just natural life. And in the beginning of John, it talks about Jesus being the Word and being the Word of life, and that his being the Word of life was also the light of men. And Jesus wanted to bring people out of the darkness, even though they didn't realize they were in darkness, and he wanted to bring them into his light, into relationship with him. Now, 2014, I believe, is a year where God wants us to shine. Are you up for that? God wants us as a church, as a people, he wants Christians to shine in 2014. Where's the best place to shine? Where's the best place to shine? In the darkness. Because if we're all in the light and we're all shining together, we're going to shine, right? But where does God want that light to shine? Now, because of some technical restrictions this morning, I can't actually have an individual light that I was going to carry around and all of that. So you'll have to use your imagination. But, I could use the torch, couldn't I, on my phone? Yeah, we'll come to that in a minute. It's not the kind of light that we want, a bit more light than that. But before you knew Jesus, you thought you were in light because you had natural light, but you weren't actually in the light that God intended you to have. You weren't in relationship. You weren't in a place of peace. You weren't in a place of destiny and purpose. You weren't in a place of forgiveness. You weren't in a place of being in relationship with God. But you thought everything was okay. Thanks, mate. Wow, that's cool. Okay, we'll come to that in a bit. Cheers, Chris. We need to thank Chris this morning. He's doing lights, he's doing sound, he's doing torches on the platform. He's doing everything this morning. So give Chris a big round of applause. Anyway, I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16 in the Message. It says here, "You're here to be light, bringing out the God colours in the world. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I have you on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven." How many of you got things to be thankful for in terms of what God's done in your life? You see, God is light, and in and of ourselves, we cannot attain to the light. We cannot reach the light in and of ourselves. And so Jesus had to come down from heaven into darkness. So imagine the whole world, although it had natural light, the whole world was in darkness spiritually. But Jesus came as the light into that darkness. And it says in John chapter 1 that the world didn't recognize him. But yet Jesus still came as the light to show the way to himself, but also to show the way to the Father. And so in this darkness, he came as the light. Now, what does light do? Light shows up everything that is not of light. So I don't know how many of you guys, before you had friends and family around this Christmas, you did a bit of extra cleaning, a bit of extra dusting or whatever. But you know what it's like when you're in your lounge, the lights are low, candles on, nice atmosphere. Everything looks really nice, doesn't it? But when you turn the lights right up, you realise the skirting boards are still dusty. I forgot to do the coffee table. And you realise all the dust that's in the room. Why? Because light reveals anything that is not clean. And when Jesus came, there was a challenge to mankind, because even though God came to show his mercy and to bring forgiveness and to restore people back to him, what was revealed was the state of people's hearts and lives. So with light, there's an attraction, but there also can be like a reaction to the light. Now, in and of ourselves, we cannot reach the light and attain the light of God. In and of ourselves, we are in darkness. That's why Jesus came as the light, to reveal who he was, but also who the Father was. Because in the darkness, their understanding of God was not who God is. Their understanding of God in the darkness then was that he's a lawgiver, or he's just about the outward actions and appearance, or God is too holy to have relationship with, or you can never attain godliness because you're unholy and you can never get there. And God knew that in our humanity, we could not reach him in and of ourselves. So Jesus came as the light to reveal who God is, not just who God was, but who God is, so that he could reveal God to be the one, the Father, who we can have relationship with, to draw people from darkness to the light and to make it possible for mankind to come to know him. Now, many of us in this room, we've responded to God and we've come out of the darkness, and now we're living in the light. We're living in forgiveness. We're living in God's grace. We're living in his goodness. We're living in his love. We're living in relationship with him. You're living in health and wholeness. You're living with a purpose, with a hope, with a destiny. You're living with the reason, this is why I'm alive, to know God. And so you've found what life is all about. You've found the one who is life. And when you find the one who is life, then life makes sense. But within this life that we have, this light of life, there's something in Matthew 5 there that Jesus says that he's called us to shine. Now, when he's called us to shine, he doesn't want us to cover up the light that he has placed in our lives. Now, I just need a volunteer. Can anybody help me? I can't see anybody. So is there anybody who's got their hand up? Somebody stood up. I can't see who it is. Who's that? Alan. Nice one, mate. Thanks, buddy. Okay. Now, Alan only got saved a couple of years ago, didn't you, mate?
Yeah.
Do you want to just quickly tell us a little bit about your story? What happened in your life a couple of years ago? Is that all right? That'd be brilliant. Do you want to hear a bit of what happened in Alan's life? Just give us a quick summary of what the difference between not knowing God in the darkness and what it's like now being in the light.
Well, put me on the spot there. When I was living in darkness, it really was a very dark place. I was involved quite deeply in like gangs and drugs, dealing drugs kind of thing. So it was a very, very challenging place for me. And now that I've moved to Horsham and become a part of this family and received the life of Jesus, it's just completely transformed my whole life. It's given me a purpose. I've got a very stable career now. It is literally a whole flipped coin in my life, and it's all down to Jesus.
That's brilliant, mate. Absolutely brilliant. Bless you, mate. Great. Even people from Liverpool get saved, eh?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Haven't quite converted him to support Arsenal yet, but we're working on it. There's still a bit more revelation needed, eh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Brilliant. Now, Lee is in the light. Alan, sorry, Alan Lee. Lee's his surname. Sorry, Alan is in the light now. What the enemy wants to do is try and throw something over his life to try and cause him to live in darkness and not to live in the good of everything that he lived in. And so the enemy, although sometimes he tries to drag us over here, but what he tries to do at first is, I just want to try and cover up this light. Sorry about your hair, mate. I know you. It was, it's all right, yeah? You. Anyway. What's that?
I can rework it.
You can rework it. All right, cool. Excellent. It's going to be a bit like Christmas Day, this, isn't it, this one? So, but you see, what the enemy wants to do is try and cover up this light, because he can't steal the light from you, because the enemy can't steal anything that God has given you. But what he tries to do is undermine or get you not to believe what you have. And so he tries to cover up the light because he knows how powerful the light is. He knows how life transforming the light of who God is in our lives. And he knows the impact of this light has on other people. So if he can try and cover this light up, then he tries to shut down who God is in our lives. Jesus said there in Matthew chapter 5, he said, "You are the light of the world." Interesting, isn't it? Because Jesus is the light, but then he says to us, "You are the light now." This is the beginning of Jesus' ministry that he actually said that. But he wants us to understand it's not that not just that Jesus is the light, but our lives are now light shining who he is to other people. And he wants us to share this kind of full HD, high definition light with the world out there, with our friends, neighbours, work colleagues. So the enemy seeks to cover up the light. But this light cannot be hidden. And this is what God is saying. I've given you the light. Don't hide it. I know this isn't a lampstand or whatever. He said, don't hide it under a bucket or under a black cloth. But actually what I want you to do, I want your life, I want this life to shine. Sorry. I want this light to shine for everybody to see. You see, what is this light? This light is forgiveness. This light is peace. This light is total well-being. This light is hope. Is grace. This light is health and wholeness. This life is destiny. This life is secure. See, that's what this light is all about. See, this light pierces every darkness. Every darkness. But the enemy constantly is out to try and cover us up in some way, or try and, you know, stop us from being in the light, or try and, you know, dupe us, seduce us, or try and keep us away, as long as we don't let this light shine, because the enemy knows how powerful it is in other people's lives. What does the Bible say in John 13, chapter verses 14 and 15? Does anybody know that? John 13, 14, verse 14 and 15. Anybody know what it says? How does this light actually shine out into the world? Jesus says, a new command I give you. Love one another. And he says, if you love one another as I have loved you, then the world will see that you are my disciples. Love one another. So how does Jesus say this light is going to shine out to the world? By the love that we have for one another. Now that doesn't sound like the most evangelistic thing, does it? But God obviously understands this light that pierces every darkness, this light that causes people to be free from all the stuff that people are bound up in, even though they think in the darkness they are living in light and freedom, it's only when they begin to come into contact with people of the light that they realize these guys have got true freedom and hope and purpose and destiny and whatever's in your life. It's only then when they come into contact with people of the light that the light begins to pierce that darkness. If you like, if we can use this torch for a moment, the light then begins to... You can't see it really, can you? Anyway, just shine it on the people out there that are unsaved, all these people that are out there. Me and Alan are the only believers in the room this morning. Anyway, this light begins to shine and begins to pierce into the darkness. And the light begins to draw people because of what people see in our lives. But what is the most powerful thing they see? It's the love that we have for one another. Wow. It's not just about going out there and preaching the gospel and sharing with others what God's done in your life, which is all part of it, hearing your story. Because everybody in this room who knows Jesus, you have an amazing story. Every person. Whether you've known God for a long time or whether you've recently come to know him, every person in this room, whether you've grown up in a Christian home or you haven't, everybody has an amazing story that somebody out there needs to hear. Your life and your story is relevant for people that you know. It might be people you work with, people you live next door to. You don't know until you start sharing your story of what God's done, how God can use that to speak right into somebody's life. So 2014 is going to be a year where we share our stories a lot more, our lives, of what God has done and what he is still doing in our lives. And so it's this dynamic of love, this verse in John 13, by the love that we have for one another, the world is going to see that we are his disciples, that we're people of light, and that that light is actually attractive. Because when people see people living in the way that God has called us to live, then that is attractive, because the life that we have, you can't find out there. The love that Christians have together for one another is dynamic, it's life-changing, and you won't find that kind of love out there where people don't know Jesus. And that's why when we go as people of light, we go out into the darkness, and sometimes it feels like this. It feels like that we're just a little light somewhere out in the darkness, and can my life really make that much difference? Because together, when we're all in the light, we're here together in a meeting or sometime, it can feel powerful. It can feel, yeah, this is great. You know, we're all in the light together. But then when we go out to work or we go and visit our neighbours or our families or whatever, we suddenly feel a bit like, well, I'm just a little light out here in the darkness. But that light pierces darkness and everything can see that light. Everything is drawn to that light because the light is more powerful than the darkness. And so because you and I, we are a people of light, that means wherever we take this light out, it's going to pierce into people's lives in 2014. So 2014 is going to be a year to... Everybody turn to your neighbour there when you can't see them and just say, it's going to be a year that you're going to shine. You're going to shine in 2014. Bless you, mate. Let's thank Alan, shall we? Let's stand together. because we've got all the kids in today. We're just going to take the next few minutes and then just close. But we're just going to pray together. If families, I know some of the kids are sitting down the front. If your kids are at the front, can you come to the front now? If you know your kids are sitting down the front, can you just come and find them for a minute? Or if your kids are sitting in another part of the room with their mates or whatever, I know the teenagers are going to love this. And if you know where they are, just go and find them for a minute. And because we're just going to pray together as families and as households or whatever. If you're not with your family, that's okay. We're all a big family anyway. And so you can just turn to some people around you. But we're going to pray as people of light, that the light of who Jesus is going to pierce the darkness in other people's lives in this next year. We just want to pray as households and as families and whatever your situation, whether you're single, you're living with others, whether you're a married couple, you haven't got any kids yet or whatever, or whether you're a family with kids, whatever your situation, you might be beyond that, grandparents and all of that, big family, whatever. But God wants to work and use our families to take light to other people in 2014. In the message version, it said that God wants to reveal his God colours to the world. On one level, the world lives in black and white when it doesn't know God. It doesn't realise that, but it's like black and white and tries to spruce it up with a little bit of colour at the weekends or by going on holiday. But how many of you know that the true light and true colour, if we can use that phrase, is when you know God? Everything just comes alive when you know Jesus. How many of you want to share that life in 2014? All of us, I think, want to share that life. So let's just take a few moments to pray, shall we? Jesus, we thank you that you are the light of life. We thank you that there is no darkness in you whatsoever. We thank you that you have called us to be people of light. We thank you that in 2014, our lives are going to shine who you are. Father, we just pray right now in our respective households, whoever we're here with this morning, with our families, with our kids, our grandparents, whoever it is this morning, we just stand together and we thank you that you've called us as households, as married couples, as families, as people. You've called us to shine in 2014. And Father, we ask you that you would just work through every one of our lives to be a real witness of your light and your life. That we would not be soapbox Christians who walk around pointing the finger and judging, condemning. But we'd be people like you, Jesus, who came to serve. That we'd lay our lives down. That we'd come to serve and to be your hands and feet, your mouthpiece, your heart in operation, reaching out to people in different ways. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for being merciful. In the same way that you've been so merciful to us, we want to be merciful to others. We thank you, Jesus, in the same way that you've healed us. We thank you that we're going to see people healed in 2014 of all kinds of things that among, maybe people here amongst us, but also the many that we're reaching out to. People healed of sicknesses and diseases and emotional turmoil and mental pressures and all of that, as well as physical stuff. We thank you for your hand, your power at work in 2014, seeing many, many lives set free and changed as a result. Father, we thank you for the amazing privilege it is to be people of light.
Yes. Come on.
People of light. You're a person of light. You know, everywhere you go, you're a person of light. Whether you're in the car, walking down the road, whether you're even in bed at night, under your duvet, you're shining the light of life because you have the light of life on the inside of you. You're a person of light. Father, I just pray for anybody here today that doesn't know you at this moment, has not responded to your amazing goodness. If you don't know Jesus here today, if it's okay, just want to pray for you. We pray for many things, many people in our lives as Christians. But one of the things we pray for is people that don't know Jesus. And, you know, when you've discovered how amazing God is, we can't help sharing who he is with others. So if you don't know Jesus, I just want to pray for you this morning. And it's always a personal response to God. Nobody can. God doesn't force himself on people. But God wants to show you who he is so that you can respond to how amazing he is and discover who he is. Father, I thank you for those here today that don't know you. Father, I thank you for your heart for them. It's for them to know you. You have an incredible future and plan and purpose for their lives in relationship with you, an amazing life that you want them to have, to be people of the light as well. So, Father, I just pray anybody here that doesn't know you, I thank you that you show them who you are. Father, just who we are this morning would just maybe be a demonstration of how good you are and how alive you are and everything, that something would be going on in their hearts and lives right now. Just pray that they would know in their life right now, God is real. There's something in this place that's more than just a bunch of people in a room. And I thank you that that something is you, your presence. I just pray that over these next few days, you'd reveal who you are into their lives. You just put an inquisitiveness in their heart. I've got to find out more about this Jesus, who he really is. He's not just a picture book person that I've read about, but he's alive today in 2013. Father, we praise your wonderful, mighty, holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, just turn to a couple of people around you and just say, 2014 is your year to shine.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.